Kuf Nintet, we're continuing Siv Dayin. So we have this waterway, and water was poured into this waterway. So to dunk one's hands in the water that's in that waterway is no good, because since it's far away from where it was poured, it's not considered that it's coming from the kerech of the one who poured it. And to use it as vila doesn't help either, because the mayim are shu'uvim. They were shu'un water, and the mikveh helps only if the water is naturally there. That which is considered shu'uvim is the case where he drew the water and he poured it into this open tube. If he pours them outside of the pipe, and they trickle, they go down towards the pipe. The hitbu vayodav tahayra is a shum shum shichluk sheira. Shuva means it was drawn water. Hamshacha means that after he drew it, it went on the ground for three tefachim. And then it loses its state of shuvim. As far as tefillin and mikveh, it works only if the minority of the water was shuvim. But in respect to tefillin yitayim, we're making the entire thing was shuvim. So if you have water that was shuvim, and you pour it on the ground, three tefachim, and then afterwards you tovel your hands in them, then it's kosher, but you have to have 40 stuff. You have to have a large amount of water, the amount of size of a mikveh. We'll see later, there is an opinion that holds that you don't need 40 stuff, respecting dunking your hands into water, but here, that we have a whole bunch of coolers, aside from the fact that there's probably less than 40 stuff, it's also shu'uvim that went through the samshochel, therefore we don't permit them altogether. Also, the water can't be zoichalim, it can't be running water. So because in order for this thing to work, you have to have at the end of the pipe to be stopped up so that the water is just standing there. And then you tuck your hands in the water if it's 40 tefachim. And you had the hamshacha, it went on the ground 3 tefachim before it went to the pipe. That's all right. But feel better when those in the tefachim ask me, even if he draws water and he puts it into the pipe, v'madli nokev mechorev v'koyit mashke v'boishu sheifer v'berpiv. It's another cool of Matthias Yadayim. If he's drawing water with a bucket that has a hole in it, and as he's drawing the water, it's still pouring out from the hole on the bottom of it back into the river. So he's pouring water that is still connected to the river through the hole, and he's pouring the water from the other side of it. But since the entire time the water was connected to the mikveh, over here, in respect to Tiras Yadayim, there are opinions that are lenient, and it's all right. He has such an eitz also, present on a boat, and he's too high up, he can't dunk his hands into the water. So he has a kli, so he wants to draw water from the kli to do Tiras Yadayim, that's good. But if it's salty water, it doesn't work for the Tiras Yadayim unless you dunk your hands into the mikveh made out of salty water. So if he has a kli that he can draw with, and it has a hole in the bottom, the water is connected to the ocean in such a fashion, then he could put his hands into the kli, because it's considered connected to the yam. Those that disagree with this whole kula, and they say that don't rely on this type of drawing water and have them connected through the stream that is going through a hole back into the river or the well. Shabbat brings a mashal, says, do not rely on this kula. He says, if you did put your hands into water that was connected to the river, if you could get another opportunity to have regular water to wash your hands with, to do the second time, you should do the second time, but not make a brocha. If you have pipes and water is coming out of the pipe, then the problem with it is it's not a cleat, so it doesn't help. Even if you somehow stop the water and opened up again, we saw before that's considered. They activated the water, considered that came from a person, but still has to come from a kli. The Ramah says, "Ein litol yodav meyitzin avonim akluim lakoytzel, v'asalem beitzkibul v'balza." So you have some stones made like a sink or the like, and they're kavua, they're fixed in the wall, so not considered a kli. Theoretically, according to this, the question would be, what if you leave the sink open, you stuff up the sink, so the water is connected from the pipe to its source, and now it's going into the sink, which is also mechuba. So one problem we have is we don't have 40 so in the sink itself. But the question is, if we rely on the penis that's connected to the 40 so, then dunk your hands into the sink. there'd be room for discussion for such a thing, if the fact is that it's really connected to the original water source, if it goes into some collecting vat, which happens in many places today, and it's going from there and into your thing, then it's not connected to the Mayan. Also, there was Shuvin, there was a clay that was in the process, and the waters became Shuvin in the middle, also a passover. So, the Mayan, one should not rely on that.